This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Behind me stands the University of Texas Tower, where a large protest is going on, the F. Trump protest. We're not even 24 hours into his president-elect candidacy, and this is their reaction. They attack Trump as a racist, a misogynist, a rapist. But do they actually know the facts? What's your opinion of Trump being elected president?
I'm really sad and disappointed.
Why is that?
Because I think he's a terrible person who doesn't deserve to be the face of the United States.
Why is he a terrible person?
Well, he's been accused of sexually assaulting several women. He's also racist and quite clearly sexist, possibly homophobic.
Okay, all right. Hillary was also under NYPD investigation, according to Eric Prince of Blackwater, and she was found to have visited Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island 6 times. So she is under investigation.
I don't think several women have specifically come out and said, this person sexually assaulted me.
About Hillary Clinton?
Right.
Yeah, they haven't. It's under investigation.
Right.
As is Donald Trump.
Okay,
what about the racism?
What about the racism?
Yeah, how do you explain the racism?
He's endorsed by the KKK.
Do you realize Hillary Clinton's mentor was Robert Byrd? Is that just a joke? Is that just a joke to you?
Is what a joke?
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd. Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility.
There are a lot of people who wrote these eulogies for Senator Byrd in the newspapers, and I read a bunch of them, and they mentioned that he once had a fleeting association with a Ku Klux Klan. And what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. He was a country boy from the hills and hollows of West Virginia. He was trying to get elected. And maybe he did something he shouldn't have done, and he spent the rest of his life making it up.
I don't understand why you ask if that's a joke.
Well, if Trump is a racist, why isn't Hillary Clinton a racist?
Because is KKK endorsing Hillary?
The Klan was her mentor. Why is it so funny? All right, so why did you come up here to the protest?
I was walking to class, and I saw it was when it was smaller here, and then when I came back... Obviously, it's a very, very big pro-Hillary, anti-Trump rally.
Earlier, you mentioned the people with masks. Do you know who those people are?
From what I can tell, they're wearing keffiyehs, which generally come from the Middle East. There are a lot of Palestinian supporters wear them because that's like one of their...
What if I told you it's the local Communist Party?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was. Because, I mean, the pro-Palestinian group here on campus is very, very communist. I know a few people from classes that are involved with it. I think we can come together now. Donald Trump said, make America great again. I think we can do that. And this is going to involve everyone across the entire political spectrum. Left, right, communist, conservative. Everyone is going to have to work together to make this country great again.
In fact, the majority of them actually believe they're going to be immediately deported.
Trump, he's got to go, man.
Why does Trump have to go?
Because he does not represent this country. He is racist, xenophobic, and completely utter.
Where are you from, my friend?
I am from Houston.
Okay,
where are you? Raised here.
Great.
I am a Muslim American.
You're an American? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I am a Muslim American.
Right.
I do not deserve to be thrown out of this country.
Well, of course you know.
Exactly.
Of course you know. Freedom of religion.
Yes, sir. I do not believe Trump respects that. All of my kind are terrorists, are radical Islamists, when very few of us are.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
He's going to deport illegal immigrants who will help this country and white supremacy.
Hello, local Communist Party that I spoke to here in Austin wouldn't speak back because they don't believe in free speech and, frankly, they're cowards. This entire march was a march of cowardice. As Obama, your leader, has explained to you, you must accept this peaceful transfer of power and accept the resurrection of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights of which this country was founded on. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm about to give you the secret, the jewel in the crown, to why Donald Trump decisively won this historic 2016 presidential election and is now president-elect number 45. Man, that's got a good ring, doesn't it? Are you ready? I'll give you the jewel in the crown and then the accompanying accoutrement on the sides, the smaller jewels. Are you ready? Because this secret deployed against the rest of this corrupt power structure will bring them down and restore our republic. The internet is what killed the New World Order globalist establishment, and it's why their program of tyranny is declining in Russia, Europe, the United Kingdom with Brexit, and now with shocking results, supposedly to them, here in the United States. The internet, coupled with delusion, this marriage, this Congress, is what brought us to this point. Think about it. The internet already is hundreds and hundreds of times bigger than all the entertainment news combined on broadcast and cable transmitted and satellite TVs. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the traffic. And the political traffic on the internet is 50, 100 times. I don't know. It's just so huge. They just corrected me that it wasn't 60 million earlier. They went and did the numbers. I guess I hadn't checked since this morning. 100 million, not counting terrestrial radio, that we have 3.5 million rated when the ratings come in from our affiliates. But our internet success is so big that we just got like 60 more affiliates the last few months. So we're over 230 right now. And it's not about InfoWars bragging. If this ragtag operation is kicking the entire cable news system's ass up and down the road, when they're spending billions of dollars in the aggregate and have all these beauty queen tarts up there spreading their legs, you can't cover up this fraud with a little bit of sugar. So having bimbos on there, it'd mean we're swallowing the cyanide. And when I talk about the hubris, the delusion of the delusionites, they've known for years that not just InfoWars, but a constellation of liberty sites like DrudgeReport.com and others dwarf them already. And it isn't just InfoWars that exploded the last few months. Drudge is now not just bigger than Facebook and Twitter and all this and the New York Times combined. It's bigger than like the entire mainstream media just in traffic. And it's two people running it. So think about that. This is how pathetic these people are. And we have to celebrate the fact that they're pathetic and they're known traitors and they're jokes because they're all scared up there going, the pollsters actually weren't wrong and we don't lie to you and we have a big audience and we love you. Here's a woman with big breasts. Show your legs, baby. Paul Ryan likes you. He doesn't want your guns or open borders. And he didn't say you couldn't nominate Trump. He didn't say that there wasn't any free elections. They're hoping you go back to sleep, but you're not asleep. So the big secret is they're still up there wondering why they have no ratings, wonder why they're going bankrupt, wonder why they're all shrinking, wonder why the New York Times is collapsing, and they still don't get it. They have no audience, and just because they have the fanciest suits and the biggest teleprompters doesn't mean anybody takes what they say seriously, and no one's even tuning into them to go back and regurgitate their talking points out. I go to forums that don't even deal with politics, and everybody gets exactly what's happening. I walk down the street, people get it. Now, sure, about a third of the public can't tie their shoelaces, and they're long gone, you know, George Soros control. But a large group of people, a majority now, are awake. And here's what's scary to the establishment. They're getting awake a lot faster. So barring launching a big war, barring a total stock market collapse, which we're already headed towards, barring societal breakdown, they're not going to be able to organize and keep themselves in power. And even a societal breakdown will only blow up in their face. There's nothing they can do. Elites always believe they're invincible. They always believe they're unstoppable. So you have the big jewel, the internet, and their own delusion. Instead of admitting they've lied in the last decade as their credibility collapsed, they began to double and triple down, making fun of us, laughing at us, saying we're pathetic, saying we wear tinfoil hats. That's all they've got is this carnival barker scam to act like we're the ones with no credibility and he's that Alex Jones, that nut on the internet. I am so proud we're self-made in a market of ideas coming from local radio and Access TV 21 years ago. I like my grassroots bona fides. But you're all from trashy family social climbers who went and sold yourselves out to the elite. I go study most of these talk show hosts and most of these movie people and most of these politicos. And, man, they come from families where their dad was a con artist and their mom was involved in weird stuff. And nothing bad about this, but failures and swindles and scams. And they just – the elite went and found a bunch of trash. Most of the people out here aren't trash. You come from a family of plumbers. They're good, honorable, hardworking folks. You're good people. You put them in power, they do a great job. Ranchers, police officers, whatever the case is. But you look at the political class, they're all these wannabe nouveau riche trash who are sociopathic, narcissistic, empty, totally dishonorable. So they were typecast and picked to be the cacophony of parrots to sit up there repeating the same thing over and over again so we would all feel like we were alone when we thought, well, I thought tax cuts helped, or I thought family was okay, or I thought guns were all right for self-defense, or, gee, they just don't seem to get that good people defend themselves. Of course they get it. They're a ruling class of filth trying to capture the greatest nation on earth. And then I realized good people never brag about their families. Good people don't ever just think what good folks they come from or what their ancestors did, or they don't even go look into it. And then I went and looked into my family. And all the things they did. I mean, I'm going to go back to the founding of the country, the Mayflower, Texas Independence. I mean, at the detonator level of it with Andrew Jackson. I mean, my family was detonator level. On my mom's side, complete, absolute detonator. Original funding, everything. And you bet it was a covert operation. You better believe it. And then he goes right through to my grandfather, comes back from World War II, and runs as a Republican for desegregation, and then works with Eisenhower in his little county, and has the Klan come after him. So I can be called Klan today by a bunch of racist Mexicans with Mexican flags acting like jackasses. I mean, I just realize, of course I'm fighting tyranny. Of course I'm not out to screw people. Of course I'm not trash. And Trump's the same. You don't start a fight with Trump, you don't get one. He's for prosperity. He does hard nose, you know, deals. But he does want to bring back this republic, and that's why that swamp of trash and filth and scum are coming after him. And if he thinks Megyn Kelly and little twinkle eyes Paul Ryan aren't going to stab him in the back when they're trying to act friendly now, he's crazy. They're just holding back because at a metaphysical level, they come from filth. You look them up, they come from trash. And they inherently have an instinct of trash because they are trash. And to them, the jewel of America and hijacking it and raping it and destroying it attracts them. George Soros, the Saudis, the communist Chinese leaders, these are bad people. They have to be recognized as who they are, wanting to conquer greater men and women. So now you've seen the big secret. You already knew it. You know I'm telling you the truth. It's the internet. It's bigger. It's there. It's the people. We've broken with mainstream news. We don't buy a word they say. They can't ever put it back in the bottle again. We're going back to basic Americana and what worked in free market. Not something like they're saying, they don't know where they're going or where they're doing. Yes, they do. They've rediscovered liberty. We've rediscovered it. We've promoted it. Ron Paul's promoted it. Countless others have promoted it. And so now we're selling what works, what feels good, what's honorable, what's true, what's historical, what our forebears did. And it's spiritually, metaphysically clicking in all of us as the spirit of America comes back from the dead. That we do the hanging. We run the show. We build the ships. We fought the wars. We planted the crops. We took care of the kids. We went in the mines. Not you. You've taken this country and pissed all over it. And now in your arrogance, you still think you can con us, even though we've already beaten you so many times, despite the fact you rigged the whole thing and had countless funny money from your foreign Federal Reserve. But in that crown are a few other jewels. Their arrogance, their delusion, the internet's the big stone. There's so many other facets to it, and I think you can all recognize what the other reasons Trump won. People waking up worldwide, the globalist excesses, being so arrogant they appoint presidents in Europe and bankrupt countries. No, really. I mean, what are other jewels in the crown that brought Trump in? His stamina, his courage, his will, the people supporting him, Nigel Farage, whistleblowers, the rise of the new media in this internet system, and the vacuum the media created by standing down and being so evil. The truth is, history's happening, but we've retaken a beachhead. We're winning the overall war, but now we have to drain the swamp, and we cannot sit here and just roll over and out of these people because they are scum. They are trash. They must be prosecuted. Justice must be done. They wanted to shut down the internet, shut off talk radio, go after peaceful people, persecute the media. Obama sits there all arrogant like he's this big humanitarian. When the border's wide open and our country's collapsing and the health departments are going under and he's on vacation 5 months out of the year. It's time to fully. It's kind of like you eat some poison food and you vomit part of it up. You feel a little better, but you need to get it all out. We've got about a third of the vomit out, a third of the poison. We know there's more poison. We got to get it out. We got to drink some fresh water. But in closing, sitting here thinking, I mentioned the jewel and the crown and the other stones that accompany it, but I didn't mention the overall plan. And this crown of idiocy that was placed upon these traitors' heads. And that's God. God moving through time, moving through history, sitting back 20 plus years, seeing where InfoWars came from, frustrated over the years, trying to build, trying to fight, trying to develop, and then right as it was needed, at the final point, going into warp drive and absolutely energizing the planetary resistance. God is moving in all of us, and it is Jesus Christ that gets the final thanks in all of this, because as has been said a million times a million, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and the Lord works from the most common and simple of us to the most supposedly high up. Because God knows it's the good men and women of this planet, of every race, color, and creed, that are the resistance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you. back into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer with you, and lots of things are transgressing right now since the election of Donald Trump. Obviously, the big thing that people are talking about are all the protesters, the violence, the hypocrisy, and everything we've seen from them. We'll talk more about that here in a minute, but I got to remind you about our election super specials. This sale has been extended at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the Help Defend Liberty sale. Now, folks, these prices are unbeatable. These are some of the lowest prices we're ever going to offer on some of these products. Free shipping, 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's my favorite product. Save a lot of money with shipping on the survival food that we have. Those are some of our best specials. So make sure you take advantage of the Help Defend Liberty sale at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com before we run out of product, folks. You guys are helping support this broadcast. You're going onto our websites, on our stores, and buying our products. And we're going to run out of stock pretty soon, so make sure you take advantage of that special. Well, we're going to see all the excuses from the anti-Trump movement and from the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, although this hasn't really come out of the Hillary Clinton campaign in this year, there are people protesting for the Electoral College to elect Hillary Clinton. Millions signed petition urging Electoral College to elect Hillary Clinton. The strange thing about this is, before I get into this petition, I actually follow a lot of these petitions. There's some sites that do these petitions. Change.org is the one that launched this one. But even the federal government has websites where there's petitions, where you can petition the president. And for whatever reason, the petitions that that people like I, people like myself would back, the people at InfoWars.com would back, the people like our audience would back, for whatever reason, we never seem to get these things off the ground. And most of these petitions, like there was a petition, I think, to impeach Obama. It needed like 200,000 signatures. We didn't even get that in a month span. So I'm just curious how that happens when we are the most engaged people, we are the most active. And I thought to myself, maybe I need to dedicate myself to coming in here every Monday and telling you what the petitions are that we need to sign. So here's another one. Is this the one from change.org, guys? So this is the petition that we're looking at. Now, the story that I have here, this came from Yahoo, one of the biggest anti-Trump mainstream media outlets going. More than 2.4 million people had signed a petition to the U.S. Electoral College urging its members to ignore their state's votes and cast their ballots for the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. So that's nice. That's nice. These people, they want you to, they're going to sign a petition to commit treason against this country. How do you like that, folks? That's what you get from the Hillary Clinton people. They just openly want to be treasonous against this country and then actually put in a treasonous president. But that's a whole other issue that they couldn't understand. And again, I just ask myself, why don't our petitions get millions? Why can't the petitions against Obama's war crimes and lies get millions? They're there almost every day. I see these things. They get almost hundreds of thousands of signatures, but not 2.4 million. So that's really strange, especially when we've been talking about this. Alex has talked about this. Paul Joseph Watson talked about this. It was social media. It was the internet that launched Trump to the platform he's at. So I'm not sure what the dynamic is there, why this petition gets so many signatures, but then conservative petitions against the liberal establishment don't. But look at this. This is from Elijah Berg, who launched the petition. This guy, I'd like to have a word with him. Mr. Trump is unfit to serve, but Clinton is. His scapegoating of so many Americans. It's Clinton that said we were deplorable. And he also says that Trump is a danger to the Republic. No, that's Clinton. So again, these people live in a complete reverse reality. But it goes on. Now, I mentioned that we're not hearing anything much out of this from the Clinton camp, but she has talked about this before. Hillary Clinton, when she was first lady, called for the college to be disbanded, the Electoral College, to be disbanded so that no one would ever have to doubt again whether his or her vote counted. Oh, right, because Hillary Clinton is the candidate for voter integrity. I'm sorry, I forgot. It wasn't that there were dead voters voting in this election. Oh, wait, it was. It wasn't that there were illegal immigrants voting in this election. Oh, wait, it was. And it was the Obama administration that greased the skids for this to happen, even promoted it, folks. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. The man was promoting illegals to vote. And, of course, the administration was looking to fast-track amnesty to get these people to vote. And I'll tell you this, these people can sit here and cry over the fact that Hillary Clinton, I guess, allegedly won the popular vote, but I'm not buying it. I think that they rigged it, and that's why she won the popular vote. But I'll tell you what, people were asking me, what should we do about the Electoral College? Do you like it? Do you not like it? At first, I wasn't sure. But then after this election, I like the Electoral College. Because you know what? I don't want all the dumbasses in California deciding who my president is going to be every 4 years. Hell no. We've got more from Alex Jones coming back on the other side. We're going to drain that swamp.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Told by MSM that we should just relax now and be happy and enjoy our big victory. Because, wow, the system's been repudiated. Donald J. Trump elected 45th president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an amazing victory. But it's only a beachhead in retaking this country. To make America great again, we must retake the nation. We have criminal enterprises, multinational corporations, crony, insider combines in this rigged system. So Donald Trump has gotten control of the swamp. But he's got to put the equipment in the swamp now, and he has to blow the dam and drain the swamp out into the ocean of history.
It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
And to do that, he has to remove Paul Ryan, and he's got the clout to go in and have the Republicans enforce the vote and do it. Paul Ryan stabbed him in the back over and over again. Paul Ryan wouldn't give him the money that Trump raised under law. Paul Ryan told everybody he's going to lose the House. He's going to lose the Senate. They picked up seats more than they thought. They told you he could never get the nomination. They told you, Fox News and the Republican sickening establishment, they've removed Hillary. Now it's the Republicans and the Democrats in Congress. They told us that he could never have the nomination. Even if he had three times as many delegates, it was the party that decided. Why, they were the enlightened, anointed, George Will called it, sovereigns of the party. The royalty, like the hereditary dictators in England from Transylvania, I'm German, or Kim Jong-un of North Korea. A third-generation hereditary dictator. But don't tell that to all the dumbass young college kids brainwashed at state schools that communism isn't some type of wonderful heaven. Now, that said, if we want to make America great again, we've got to make it free again. And to do that, we've got to get the agenda of cutting taxes for people under $40,000 a year to basically zero. Trump's doing that. Wonderful. Cutting the corporate tax so it brings the money back to the U.S. We have the highest in the world. And a lot of those other basic issues. Not letting people just undocumented flood in with cholera and stuff like leprosy that's been gone for over 100 years in this country at record levels. The CDC admits health departments are collapsing everywhere. We have to secure the borders. We have to secure our currency. We have to cut taxes and free spending so we can start paying down the debt and get us back online to being the world's greatest creditor nation. And if Trump's going to do that, he can't work with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all these other people who are going to stab him in the back in a minute. If he thinks Paul Ryan and Boehner and all these guys, and Boehner wasn't even one of the worst, actually, stabbed him in the back over and over again, he is crazy. And obviously, Donald Trump's really smart. And Donald Trump is fearless, and he's done it his way. He's discredited the media. He has discredited the pollsters. He's discredited the whole line system because we, the people, were backing him. And everybody knows that they use the fact that InfoWarriors were probably half of Trump's base support and brought in a lot of blue-collar folks and educated folks and liberal folks and Reagan Democrats that understand we're true liberals that want to restore the republic. That's what a paleoconservative is. These terms mean nothing. And so we brought in the grassroots. We brought in the Reagan Democrats. We added that seal of Americana, that seal of true populism. And that's been recognized. And they tried to hang that wreath around Donald Trump's neck and said, Donald Trump's Alex Jones's buddy. Donald Trump quotes Alex Jones a lot. Donald Trump repeats a lot of the things Alex Jones says. And then the media wrote articles saying, Alex Jones is insane. He thinks Donald Trump really likes him. He thinks because Donald Trump has told him he's instrumental in the awakening of America, that it's true. So again, it's that paradoxical system where they say one thing out of their mouth one day and another thing out of their mouth another day. The truth is, I know this movement is about InfoWars because it's about you. And I go out on the streets of America when in many cases every other person I walk by is a listener and a viewer. And I know they're black, they're white, they're Hispanic, they're old, they're young, they're from foreign countries. And I know the demographics and I know the numbers we have of 60 plus million, 70 million, we're not even sure, people that have tuned in the last week just to our platforms. This is world-changing, and the system knows that. That's why they're trying to foment and fund all this garbage race war, is because that's all an elite can do is try to divide and conquer us.
Get the f*** out of here, dude.
I'm not getting here. This is a public street.
He's racist.
How is he racist?
How?
Yeah.
F***ing Trump.
We were told that there was no way that he could ever win the nomination. And then they stole the nomination from Sanders, but Trump fought for it, so they had to back off. And then there was clear evidence of election fraud all over the country. Bev Harris, one of the top election fraud experts in the world, a Democrat nonpartisan, concurred with my analysis that there was major discrepancies in at least five states, all against Trump. The flipping of votes all across the country against Trump. The massive evidence of fraud, but still, there was such a tsunami wave, as Bev Harris and other experts have said, and as Trump has said, you can't cheat a landslide. The American people came out. Record numbers of black Americans, Hispanic Americans voted for Trump. But the media tries to make it racial and call it a white lash to make anybody who stands up for sovereignty and lower taxes a racist. But the good news is prosperity isn't racist. And folks across the world, not just here in the United States, see through that. Economists understand that the American engine of liberty was so productive it was outproducing the entire world by the early 1950s. And even before that, hundreds of years before, British politicians wrote in the Times of London, you can pull this up, it's in history books, and said the American system is too free, it's too open, we need to shut it down. And this was before we even had the Revolutionary War. They were calling the colonies the American system because they weren't following all the regulations and all the rules that they had in Europe or they had in England that only allowed certain companies to produce certain things because they had a license from the government. The government was picking the winners and losers. And Donald Trump, more than anything, is trying to just bring back basic America. He's not even that hardcore, folks. And that's why they're so scared, because they're up there running and selling the whole system. And if he leaves any of those people in there and their whole networks, it'll be impossible for him to get anything done. And they're going to just sit there and wait to assassinate him. They're going to sit there and wait till he's got his back turned. And they've tricked him enough to put some of their operatives into the White House. And they're going to move ahead full steam with their program. Finally, I want to address this. Today I was on the radio and I said, look, he must go after Hillary Clinton. She's committed all these crimes. It's in all the emails. The intelligence community leaked all this information because the globalists are planning to actually dismantle this country and end prosperity. It's total criminality. It must be exposed. It must be ferreted out. We must see her staffers indicted. They're on the emails committing crimes, cover-ups, you name it, paper play. We have to see Hillary Clinton indicted. We have to see Bill Clinton indicted for Haiti. We have to see Chelsea Clinton get in trouble because they're not above the law. They're not new royalty. And it's been a long, long time since the Nixon era in 1974, that we've seen any justice for these high-level, quote, officials who act like they're imperial gods and think they're invincible, because we've been treating them like they're Kim Jong-un of North Korea. If Hillary wasn't such a demon, and if these globalists weren't so out of control, and we were just kicking some, you know, syndicate out, then I'd say, let them go to abstentia, let them leave. They're never going to do that. They're going to keep reorganizing and coming in. They were planning to shut down the free press this year. They were saying Alex Jones and Drudge Report don't have a right to exist. We're going to come after it. They've already handed the internet over to the UN. There is so much to reverse that we have to take this momentum and remove the corporate operatives that admit they've infiltrated and basically taken over our country. So I will reiterate, to make America great again, we must take the country back. Trump has taken the White House. Phase one. It's quite frankly 70% of the battle. If he moves decisively now, he has 70% of it. But every hour ticking they put their people in over the next 2 months is time for them to scheme and derail this and kill momentum and come up with new scams. While they're off balance, he has to come out and say, I'll work with Republicans, but I want the leadership gone. And I'll work with the Democrats, but Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, you've got to go. We need new people that want to make this country great again. From your ranks, but not people that stabbed me in the back, not people that have lied, not people that have said I'm unfit to be president, and half the country are deplorables. We need to see a sign that you witnessed the referendum that's happened. In any other country, in the UK and other areas throughout history, if they had a rout like this in a general election, you would see resignations across the government. People would be stepping down from Parliament itself in the UK. Instead, they all think they own the country. They all think they get to stay there. They all think they're gone. And there's one other big thing Donald Trump's got to do. Donald Trump has to dance with those that brung him. And let me explain something. I don't want to go to the inauguration. I'll send crew to cover it. I never wanted to be on red carpets or Hollywood. Had that chance. Had a taste of it. Don't even care about it. I'm saying you have to dance with the policies and the Americana ideas that brought you. We don't need to see Donald Trump all over the mainstream TV like Obama did, fawning with them and going on entertainment shows and trying to be America's friend. We need somebody to be a leader to save this historic republic. And I know Donald Trump clearly intends to do that. But people are saying to me, oh, my gosh, will Donald Trump come back on your show? Or does Donald Trump call you? Or will you get to go to the White House and eat dinner? I don't want to go to the White House and eat dinner with a bunch of weirdo ambassadors and strange people. I want to change the world here with the people in the grassroots. And we've just done it. I want to take our country back and make not just our nation, but the world great again. So this isn't about me wanting to get into the power structure by supporting the right candidate or asking for some job or wanting to get some corporate sponsorship. I built my own system. We do things our way. We won and innovated and are bigger than the establishment media by ourselves. And we're just getting up on our legs right now. InfoWars is changing the world. You're changing the world. And this whole process is about understanding that we're the underdog. We're coming from behind, like in 1776, against the greatest army the world had ever defeated, the British Empire. So, you got all these politicos around Trump, and they're going to tell him, go along with the system. Go with what made you great. Go with what was a maverick that changed the whole system. Destroyed the entire political operation without spending, you know, money on their big networks. You changed the world. So I know that you understand how critical it is to now take that to the next level. And I have faith Trump will do it. He has had the instincts and the spirit of just something I've never seen in my life in someone running for office. He is a maverick, the consummate maverick. And if he succeeds in the next phase of this, in the dictionary, next to the word maverick, there should be a picture of Donald Trump. But all of you that went against the grain, I'm not patting you on the head. You are just as important as I am, or as Matt Drudge is, or as Donald Trump. You're the people that got ridiculed and spit in your face, and people attacking you wearing Trump shirts. You're the people that marched and took action and supported us so we could put airplanes up nationwide saying Hillary for president. You're the ones that across the board are defending the Second Amendment and promoting sovereignty and promoting true basic freedom. You're the oxygen that runs this whole thing. You're the wind in the sails. You are the most important. You're not behind InfoWars. You're at the heart of InfoWars. You are the resistance. You are the answer. And so no matter what happens with Trump, as I said, whether they steal it from him or not, and I thought he was going to win because I had the poll numbers and talk to folks on the ground. We win because we exposed the globalists. We promoted populism. We exposed the insider deals. If they tried to steal it, it'd blow up in their face even bigger. Now he wins in an electoral landslide. And they're up there panicking and squirming and weaseling, saying now they're ready to work with Trump. Now they're ready to... No. You cannot trust people with a history of committing crimes against the Republic. They must be prosecuted because they will never stop their criminal activities until they've been brought to justice, and it must be done. So, folks ask, why didn't you go to the Trump rally when he was here in Austin, even though I was invited? And I said, I sent my crew, we were there, but I said, when about a third of the people in the audience of 20,000 were wearing our T-shirts, and when our reporters got mobbed, we were the rally. Do you understand that? We created the movement and the launch pad so there'd be a populist system against the globalists. I said our best chance would be a libertarian, bipartisan Tea Party movement taking over the Republican Party. We analyzed it. We looked at it from every angle. I originally came up with the battle stratagem myself and openly pushed it to members of Congress saying, look for a candidate. I had no idea behind the scenes generals and other people had picked up on the plan, and my Declaration of Independence Part 2 that Drudge posted that went viral, and that that was a small part of the generating the ideas of Donald Trump being drafted. But Trump knows from day one when people were trying to draft him to run for president. They did it because they knew he was a good person and because they knew there was a giant liberty movement in the United States growing exponentially and that military and police were particularly dialed into it. So I'm giving you some of the back history here as well, just so people understand we don't need to be told how great we are. We don't need to be patted on the head. We don't need to be brought into the inside of the system because the whole scared system is telling Trump, keep us out. I wouldn't go be part of it inside if they invited me in. We're building the new system here. That's what America was all about. Leave Europe, leave other oppressive areas. Come here, set up something new. It won't be perfect, and when it gets corrupt, move further out. And here we are on the frontier, building the new America, building the new Atlantis in Central Texas. Not in the old, crumbling, demonic, pedophile-run demon pit of D.C. or L.A. or New York. We're here in the new country, and it's a spirit, it's an idea, and we're animating the contest of liberty. We're animating the sleeping giant because we are the sleeping giant. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, I've told you 1,000 times. Now, do you believe me? You are the resistance.
Thank you, Alex. And he talks about wanting to build America again. You know, it's amazing. What are we seeing right now with these protesters? They're literally burning flags, tearing America down. Now, the reason I talk about this is because here's an interesting dynamic for me. First of all, I just got this story. Muslim student lies about hate crime by man in Trump hat. So a Muslim student makes up a story that a Trump supporter ripped her hijab off and shouted racial slurs at her. She completely fabricated that. A typical liar right out of the Hillary Clinton camp, I'm sure. A supporter of her. That's what happens when you have a liar as a leader. But here's what's crazy, folks. Remember, at the beginning of this election cycle, what did the mainstream media say? Trump supporters were violent. Trump supporters were bad. What do we see now? The exact opposite. What do they tell you at the end? Trump will not lose gracefully. What are we seeing? The Clinton fans are the ones not losing gracefully. When will people see that the mainstream media is straight up lying to you? We'll be right back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you about the election super specials at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we've got some of the biggest discounts on all of our products across the board. Health products, t-shirts, hats, water filters, emergency food, everything, folks. Everything that you need, you can find at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. This is our special that we're doing for this election week, and it's going to end pretty soon because we're running out of all these products. You guys are going on there, you're supporting this broadcast, you're buying these products, and these are great sales, so take advantage. Free shipping as well. Free shipping. The price you see on the site is going to blow your mind, it's going to make your eyes go wide, and then you're going to see free shipping, and it's going to feel even better. Here is what are the headlines on Drudge right now. Obama aims to salvage legacy. Remember, what did Obama say? The economy is going to be the final legacy. How the economy is doing will be his legacy. So they're trying to falsify the numbers with the economy. That's not going to work. The globalists are meeting right now. They're panicking. They don't know what to do with a Trump administration. Where's the Pope? The Pope has been silent. He told us we couldn't have Trump. Well, we completely rejected the Pope's narrative. And, of course, assassination threats against Donald Trump are hitting Twitter hard right now. The loving, peaceful left. Now, of course, what do we expect, folks? We just had a story about somebody lying about a Trump voter assaulting them. So Hillary Clinton's a liar. Her supporters are going to lie. Huma Abedin was pictured crying on the streets. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. Maybe I'm going straight to hell, but I get guilty pleasure out of seeing this. Yeah. Cry. 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 Just like the Hillary Clinton supporters in the dish. Okay. Huma Abedin is crying because she could not get her girlfriend Hillary Clinton in office. I'm sorry to see that. It's got to be tough for all the Clinton voters out there, including Cher. So Cher is now going to leave the planet. She said she would go to Jupiter if Trump wins. Now, of course, though, basically it was Hillary or death for Cher. But we'll find out. Is Cher going to... You know what? Here's what we should do. Elon Musk, come out with a new rocket, and let's just send Cher to Mars. I mean, someone's going to have to be the first trip to Mars. Let's send Cher. She's volunteered. You know what, Cher? You thought that you were going to make a stand against Trump, but what you really did was you just volunteered for the first mission to Mars. Congratulations. We'll send you to Jupiter if you want, but there's not going to be anywhere for you to land. That's a ball of gas. Not sure if you're aware of that. But then again, what is Cher? Nothing but a ball of gas. So I guess you go where you came from. Now, John Kerry recently visited Antarctica. Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, the highest U.S. official to ever visit Antarctica. So he's going there to try to find out what's going on with climate change, how it is affecting Antarctica. Well, I'll tell you how, John Kerry. Now, these are stories that are a bit dated as far as today is concerned, but I've actually covered a few of these. There have been multiple attempts in a similar fashion to go down to Antarctica and try to illustrate how the ice caps are melting and global warming is basically causing Antarctica to disappear. But here's a Daily Caller story from this year in July. Global warming expedition stopped in its tracks by Arctic sea ice. There are multiple stories of this. Actually, if you scroll down here, guys, they actually list how there are multiple examples of this. Folks, they take these boats, okay, and what the liberal global warming captains and crew on this ship think they're doing, on these boats think they're doing, is they think that they're going to go prove that everything has melted down there and they can just, you know, float right up to the land. Guess what happens? They get trapped in ice and then they have to get hauled out because they're stuck in ice. But you know what? Screw everything. I'm just going to do the mannequin challenge because that's what's cool. Here's my mannequin challenge going out. InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Mannequin challenge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.